I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Here's one that caught my eye. How about Toytopia?
Ah, the new exhibit at Exploration Place.
Exploration Place.
Yep. Yep.
Actually, this is, apparently goes on from the 11th of October till January.
Yeah, all the way into the new year.
So what are you going to see out there? This is the one that caught my eye. The world's largest Etch-A-Sketch.
Yeah.
Do you have one of those things when you were a
kid? Oh, of course.
We didn't. So, I had friends and cousins that had them. I hated it. Do you like him? Play with it?
Oh, definitely.
Oh, okay. I never could make anything but almost a straight line out of it, you know. And you probably drew houses and what.
In college, when we would go on these bus tours, we would have one guy blindfolded just do something on the Etch-A-Sketch.
Yeah.
So some random.
Yeah.
And then we would all name it as if we were naming a painting. And we would choose which is the best name for that.
That sounds kind of fun.
That was some of the most fun I've ever had.
Especially if you're on a bus ride or something.
Yeah. Great way to fill the time.
Mm. They're going to have life-size versions of classic games like Monopoly, Battleship, Connect Four, life-size dollhouse for pretend play.
Oh, my.
I'm going to send my wife out there. She'd probably like that.
You remember the movie Big? They've got one of those great big piano keyboards
that you
can jump around on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is Robert Loggia going to be there?
No, it doesn't say Robert Loggia is going to be there.
Okay.
No. Robotic arm challenges. All kinds of toys.
Wow.
And again, it's going to start this weekend, go clear through January. So check it out at Exploration.
Check it out.
They've always got something exciting going on down there.
All right. I think the Sedgwick County Zoo is doing the wild lights again. I know that's starting up sometime soon.
Well, you know, October is the time to do all this stuff.
Exactly, because you got these beautiful evenings.
You never know about September where it's going to be too hot or whatever. And, of course, by the time you get to November, anything can happen.
And people are busy and stuff. But, yeah, October is
November
great.
November will be beautiful until about Thanksgiving. And then right after that, it turns cold. That's my prediction.
That and my birthday is why October is one of the best months of the year.
There you go.
Yeah.
Boom.
It's just fantastic.
Your birthday is tomorrow, Jack.
Tomorrow.
Yeah. Anyway, it's good to have it this time of year because you do look a little bit like a jack-o'-lantern.
Yeah. There we go.
Merriam-Webster added 200 new words and terms, including some, you know, and a few you might not.
Yeah, I'm sure I don't know many of them.
Their list this year. Yeah. I got a couple to share with you. Here's one, the new one.
I'd be surprised if I did know any of this.
Touch grass. What does that mean?
See, I don't have no idea.
To participate in normal activities in the real world.
Yeah, just to go somewhere or do something.
Nepo baby.
I don't know that.
I do.
A person who gains opportunities through family connections.
Yep.
Nepotism. So you get nepo. You're a nepo baby.
Okay. I've started using that one a lot, actually.
Have you got a lot of you,
yeah.
You're getting along because of your brother's influence or something here? Beach read.
No, just it's accusatory. It's derogatory.
Beach read, a usually light work of escapist fiction. Okay. ID. I'm not going to do that one.
Moving on.
IDGAF, short for I don't give something.
Okay.
Anyway.
Yeah.
True crime.
Why is that a word? That's not a word. That's like an acronym.
YIDGAF?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know.
Moving on. Like TML. Yeah. Okay, move on.
True crime, a nonfiction genre of literature, film, podcasts, and shows.
Well, that's not new.
That's been a word for two, three decades.
That's a
pretty general.
Yeah.
Why don't you guys write a letter of protest to Merriam-Webster? Creepy crawly, slang term for bugs. Well, right?
Okay.
Anyway. How about street corn? Grilled corn on the cob that's coated with a creamy spread.
Yeah. Well, yeah. They serve that at Longhorn.
Yeah, I love street corn.
It's really good.
Here's one. Snog. You know what that is, Ed?
The British have had that one for a while.
British
combination
for
of smog and fog?
No, slang for making out.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
See those two people over there? They're snogging.
See,
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So, there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, British.
I wouldn't know.
Okay, here you go. A jam band.
Oh, my brother Ned is all over this.
He doesn't.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
A band whose performances are distinguished by frequent and often lengthy jazz-like improvisation.
There you go.
Oh, is that what it is?
My brother Ned was ahead of the times on this. He was using that long ago.
Oh, yeah. Well, many of us can do that. Make no sense. Just patter around on a keyboard. Ultra processed. Of course, that's food made primarily with high processed ingredients.
Yeah, most of my diet.
Yeah. FYP or For Your Page, a social media feed with personalized content based on your interests. There you go. Merriam-Webster coming out with these great terms.
Great.
And like you said, some of them are better, not that new. If you guys knew what it was, I said. Of course, I didn't have. The thing is, I don't have any idea what any of this is.
No, I don't either.
Because I'm very far from being what you would call a hip person.
Yes. You don't have any riz.
The current medium, I'm rizless. The current media of all kind has passed me by. People on TV, great. You know, they build them as iconic, wonderful singers and actors. Mm-hmm. I never heard of them.
Mm-hmm.
I never heard of them. I look at my wife and say, who is that? I don't know.
Well, I'm the same way.
So I think this is just like there's a gap here, a huge gap. Starts when you're about, what, 45, 40? Okay.
So it's a gap. We're on one side of the gap, and some people are on the other side.
We're on the downside, no doubt about it. But I'll tell you what. I know what time Wheel of Fortune comes on, so there you go. There's the other side of the gap.
You know what time Wheel of Fortune and 60 Minutes come on?
I think my wife and I are going to have a problem because she likes Ryan, the new host of Wheel of Fortune, and I'm basically a Pat Sajak guy all the way.
Okay. Yeah, I don't blame you.
Any guy like Pat Sajak was a DJ in Vietnam.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. What could be better than that?
He's good.
He was a guy. I think he was a guy before Cronauer that they based the movie on. Good morning, Vietnam.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's all for the day. 7:42. I've shared all my personal life with you.
Hey, I love it.
I'm completely out of the loop on everything.
Yeah.
Well, plus we learned a bunch of the new
choir
words
with me.
Yeah.
I went down the hall a while ago, and there were about 20 high school cheerleaders down there from Mays.
Appearing on one of the other radio stations. Yeah.
I knew enough to just keep my mouth shut because...
You didn't deliver any wisecracks? No?
A few weeks ago, I tried to crack wise with one of them, and she looked at me like I had two heads.
Yeah.
What are you talking about, you old man?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sure you've seen that look before.
I saw that when I was 17.
Local business news from the Wichita Business Journal. Wichita's employment is expected to grow, but at a slower rate than previous years. That's what a Wichita State University Center for Economic Development and Business Research report projects. At the center's 45th Kansas Economic Outlook Conference yesterday at Century 2, program manager Craig Compton recapped Wichita's year for more than 700 business professionals. Said the industry sectors will grow, but will slow down in the coming years because of the city potentially reaching full employment, an economic state in which all labor resources are being used efficiently with no significant unemployment. According to the report, the production sector will grow slower next year, 0.7% growth compared to 1.1% growth this year.
With lease renewal rates consistently high and many potential home buyers still locked in, the apartment market is getting more competitive in many cities around the nation. Those numbers include Wichita, where apartments stay vacant an average 31 days, and 94.5% of apartments are occupied. That's according to a recent analysis by real estate market insight company Rent Cafe, which provides a competitiveness score that includes occupancy rates, lease renewals, and number of prospective renters, among other factors. Wichita's competitiveness score was 78.3, which is better than the national competitiveness average of 75.8. According to Rent Cafe data, Wichita had a 66.7% lease renewal rate and a relatively low 7 prospective renters per residential unit. And that's local business news from the Wichita Business Journal. Ted, today is General Pulaski Memorial Day.
Okay.
You know what that is. The day set aside to recognize Kazimierz Pulaski, a Polish immigrant. Over two centuries ago, he joined the Continental Army and soon rose in the ranks to Brigadier General.
Yeah.
Apparently, he was a very good soldier, and General Washington really appreciated
him. Yeah, Washington trusted him.
General Pulaski Day. All right, coming up the 8 o'clock hour this morning, stay with us, Steve and Ted. This morning, we're going to be assessing damage and cleaning up after the hurricanes. We'll talk about that. Ted has sports on the way with a special guest.
Yeah, we're about 15 minutes away from our live Friday morning visit with the play-by-play voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, Mitch Holthus. We got Mitch in 15 minutes.
Plus, you got entertainment news.
Entertainment news heading into the weekend. That'll be at 8:35 this morning. Don't miss it.
The Blur. And we have traffic and weekend weather on the way in the 8 o'clock hour with Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So, there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast, in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.